Uchut Sichas Chelik Tazayin, the Sicha of Erev Pesach. When Erev Pesach is Chal B'Shabbos, with the Kvias von Heintikin Yor, is der Din at the Tainus Pcheres, wird Nitche von Erev Pesach zu Yem Heishel Lefonov. Und nit li Yem Vov Erev Shabbos Kedish, weil zu Lib Kveit Shabbos is Mulchatchila nit Kivea Tainus B'Erev Shabbos. So it's normally, Chlal, it's possible to fast on Erev Shabbos. You can fast on Erev Shabbos. L'moshul, if Erev Pesach falls on an Erev Shabbos, so you fast on Erev Shabbos. There is a Asar B'Tevis could fall on an Erev Shabbos. You fast on Erev Shabbos. But L'chatchila, to Kaveh, because that's the way the calendar is set up. Mashenken over here, the Erev Pesach of the Shabbos. So maybe the Shabbos you can't fast. So you have to now be Kaveh, when should you fast instead of Shabbos? So really, they weren't kivei, you should fast on Friday, because you're not kivei lechatchila, a tainus on Erev Shabbos, mitzad kovid haShabbos. So therefore, it was instituted that this fast should be fasted on Friday. That's the pshat. Now, the shayla, eshtelzik the shayla, oib ein ratnit gifaz b'yem hei, valer tfages nukietze b'zah. Person forgot, see in them fall, zol fasten b'yem vov Erev Shabbos kedish. There's ein achinami, you don't institute that the fast should be on Friday, because you're not kivei atayinus tzibur on Friday. But over here, it's not talking about being kivei atayinus tzibur. Over here, it's talking about a person, b'amis you were kivei that the fast should be on Thursday. The kvias was that the fast should be on Thursday. But this person, lepale, didn't fast. So now it's not a question of a tzibur, it's a question of a yochid. And it's not a question of chatchila; it's a question of b'di'evet. So, mail over here, there's a svara that maybe he should fast on Friday. That's the shayla. That says, "Well, does was misnit kivei atainis b'yem vav erev Shabbos kodesh is not al chatchila. First of all, it's not al chatchila, and base it's for the tzibur. And those you're not kivei for a tzibur atainis on erev Shabbos. Mashainke medid nidan hayes es b'di'evet shenoch d'yemei un base es letzel dar vegen hayochid." So maybe there's a svara that if you didn't fast on Thursday, let him fast on Friday. Now, what's the havana of the shaila? What's the yisod of the shaila? The shaila is what's this gather that you fast on Thursday instead of Shabbos? There's ba'atzim erev Pesach on Shabbos. Normally, the fast is on erev Pesach. So now it was instituted that instead of erev Pesach, you should fast on Thursday. So the shaila is what's the havana sadin? Is the havana sadin that ba'atzim you're supposed to fast on erev Pesach, which is Shabbos? Al-Lepel, you can't fast on Shabbos. So they said, fast instead on Thursday. In other words, fast the Erev Pesach Dika, which is a Shabbos Dika, that fast, which you're supposed to fast on Erev Pesach, which is really should be Shabbos, fast it instead on Thursday. That's Be'etzim. So Thursday, you're doing the Erev Pesach Shechol B'Shabbos Dika fast. But you can't do it on Shabbos, so you do it on Thursday. So Memele Lepel, if Lepel, you didn't do it on Thursday, so do it on Friday. They didn't institute to do it on Friday. But be'etzim, you have a chiyuv to do the Erev Pesach, Shechol B'Shabbos, the confessed. It's just you're supposed to do it on Thursday. You didn't do it on Thursday, you do it on Friday. What the pshatas know, that it was instituted that instead of having the fast on Erev Pesach, Shechol is B'Shabbos, and it was on Erev Pesach, so in the case of Erev Pesach, Shechol is B'Shabbos, so in that situation, the fast was changed. And now the fast is really on Thursday. They instituted the fast on Thursday. So now when Thursday passes, so if Thursday passes, the day of the fast passed. So just like if Lamashal, if a person didn't fast on Erev Pesach, no, we're not going to get involved in this. We'll soon see. But I'll call upon it seems to be a Dover HaPoshut, that Lamashal, in this Shaila, the Rebbe is clearing Erev Pesach Shcholi is B'Shabbos. If it would be after Shabbos, notice he didn't fast not on Thursday and not on Friday. So for sure he doesn't have to fast later. Why not? Because since there's a svara that Erev Pesach Shcholi is B'Shabbos, since you can't fast, Bechlal, you don't have to fast. So there definitely isn't a din tashlum into this fast after the zman of the fast. So in other words, to say you didn't fast, Memela fast, that for sure there isn't a chiyuv. The shaila is only, with B'Shas Ma'aseh, you have a chiyuv to fast. Now the question is, you're supposed to fast on Erev Pesach, you can't fast on Erev Pesach, so it was instituted to fast on Thursday. Now you can't fast on Thursday, fast on Friday. We'll soon see more, maybe. Hasboras HaShayla, let's read again. Hasboras HaShayla, Gedr Tchias HaTainis, Kememaz B'Zayin of Tzveifan, Aleph, Dosos Mefaz B'Yem Hei, Is Tashlumen from Erev Pesach Shabbos. Aber Be'etzem bleibt der Chiyuv even tog von Erev Pesach. On Shabbos. Be'etzem the Chiyuv is on Erev Pesach. It's just that you're being mashlumit. Lefize daf uiskumen, as Eberet nit gefaz b'yem hei, is noch nit aweggegangen der Chiyuv, dafür mashlum sein, der Tainus b'yem Shabbos Kedish, b'yem Erev Shabbos Kedish. Because he has a Chiyuv to fast. He's going to have a Chiyuv to fast on Shabbos, but he can't fast on Shabbos, so fast on Thursday. No, you can't. Didn't fast on Thursday, no fast on Friday. That's one way of looking at it. And Bez, a second way of looking at it, is Ne. Hagamaz lechatchile, the Tchiyah from Tainus, Anin shel Tashluma from Erev Pesach. So no, that's Poshut, that lechatchile, there was never a Chiyah on Thursday. The Gantz Chiyah of Thursday came as a result of the fact that you're really supposed to fast on Erev Pesach, and you're being mashed on the Erev Pesach of the Kefast. And Eib, they had Gdomas at Tainus to Yem Hei, and Nitli Yem Vav, is Mitzad Asibas Dodis, there's no real reason, be'etzem, why the fast should be on Thursday. The only reason why the fast is on Thursday, because you have a fast that's supposed to be on Shabbos, and you can't fast on Shabbos, and you can't fast on Friday. So mainly you fast on Thursday. So it's not be'etzem that there's a reason to do it on Thursday. Once it was instituted, that you don't fast on Shabbos, but and rather you fast on Thursday, is Yem Hei Givorn, there is Zman Achiyuv. So now it became the Zman Achiyuv. Yeah. So let's just skip the next kata for a second. Unleid der Tzveita Hasbara, so according to the second Hasbara, if that's the Havanas Hadvarim, is Eib Motnit Gifas Me'eib Siba Shatiyah B'Yem Hei, which that became the day of the Tainus. Now the Yem Hei is the day of the Tainus. Darf man es nicht maschlum sein, wie ein Wolf. Wie bald der Zman hachiyah v'shin ha-riba. So since the Zman hachiyah v'shin ha-riba, so therefore there's no need to be maschlum it. I l'chura ein l'chinami, the Zman hachiyah v'shin ha-riba, l'chura why not be maschlum it? Because you missed the fast. So and then he says in the order 9, mikivin shiyesh emrim, the bekviyah zuhay misam klal. But there's the chasvara b'chlal, that in such a kviyah b'chlal there's no times. So, since there's a svara that in such a kviyas there's bechlal no tainus, so it's a davar aposhut that after if a person didn't fast of a certain tonus, so there is a musig that you should be mashal no tainus. Masha'inkin in a tzir where there's a suffix, maybe you don't even have a tainus in the first place. So, meilo bichia gavna, it seems to be a davar aposhut that you don't have to be mashal no tainus. So in such a kviyas, there's a svara that you bechal don't have to fast. So mele, if lemoshel Thursday and Friday went through, and now the question is afterwards, to be mashlim the tainus, for sure you don't have to be mashlim the tainus. Because lepel, you're not sure really that you had a chiyuv tainus. So if you're not sure you had a chiyuv tainus, you don't have to be mashlim the tainus. When do you have to be, shaila is when you have, there's a suffix, maybe you have a chiyuv, so you fast. But not if there's a suffix, if you had a chiyuv. So the mail over here is also, if we're holding after the chiyuv, so then it's a davar aposha, you don't fast. So no, since Thursday passed, went by, so this is like if Thursday and Friday went by, there would be nothing to talk about, that you don't fast later, to be mashlim this tainus, because it's a suffix, maybe there was no tainus in the first place. So al derech zeh, if Thursday went by, you don't have to be mashlim. Or no, Thursday went by doesn't mean if something went by. Be'etzem, when it comes Shabbos, there's a chiyuv tainus. So she can't fast, so you have to fast earlier. You try to fast, you're supposed to fast Thursday. If you didn't fast Thursday, the fuck is fast Friday. That's the Nekudah of the Shaila. Now the Rebbe brings over here, so we skip this Keta, so let's go back to this Keta. He says he's bringing two tzadim in the Havana of the fact that it was pushed off to Thursday. Is it a gather bebchinas that it's just like you're doing on Thursday what you're supposed to do on Shabbos? But you're still like doing what you're supposed to do on Shabbos. Or Batsim, no, now this is a Thursday Dekenya. So the Rebbe brings a dugma, which is a little bit hard to understand how this is a little bit. The Rebbe would bring this dugma for a lot of things, this particular halacha. Ukiyadua main dugma to them, bedini sukkah. This is a shayla zeh. This is a shayla in Gemara. There's a din that a neser, it's a board, that's four tefachim wide, is possible for a sukkah. It's a gzeirah mishum tikra. It's not really a chura isa deraisa. It's only a gzeirah mishum tikra. A neser that's four tefachim wide is usur. You can't be used for schach. Now, what happens if it's, let's say, less than three? So for sure it could be used for schach. That's this nishdavasarid. Now what happens if you have a neser that's four tvachim wide on one hand, but on the other hand it's not thick four tvachim, it's wide four tvachim. So if you turn it over on its thickness, in other words, it'll be lying with its width to the height. And what you will see when you'll be in the sukkah, all you'll see is a very small amount. You'll see one tefach maybe. In other words, it's thick, one tefach, and let's say long, four tefach. So, and you'll be hafcham al tzidam. And now, what you see in the sukkah is only three tefach, is only one tefach. So, be'etzem l'churit, be'etzem, the schach is not really possible. The problem is because the gzeiras tikra, so mainly they made that it should be four tefach and should be possible. Or no, or since lapel, this piece of wood is four tefachim, so it becomes the mashal. There's a psul of something that's makabel tumah. So that's a psul batsim. You turn it from alazaitin. It's a psul. It's possible because it's makabel tumah. It's not going to get how it's lying. It's possible because it's makabel tumah. This neser lechura is not possible because it's batsim possible. It's only possible mitzad gzeiras tikra. So they made a kilo. So it shouldn't look like you're sitting under a wall. A house, because you'll think that you could sit on such a sukkah, you'll think you could sit in a house as well. So the whole takana was only gzeiras tikra. So the churba medvar mamurim, if you're sitting it in the stack of four tefachim wide, mashenkin, if it's not four tefachim wide, it's only you put a hafchan al tzidam. So in mele you don't have the wide part towards the bottom of towards the sukkah. In the sukkah you could only see the width of this neser, which is much narrower. Than three tvachim, which is narrower than three tvachim. So lechura, what's the problem? But from that, there's a mandom in Gemara that says, no, there's a problem. Why? Because once the Chacham instituted that you shouldn't use this neser because of gzeiras tikra, so the neser, not only don't use it, in other words, keilu be'etzem, it's good, but don't use it in such a tzir. And male, if it's not in such a tzir, it's beseder. Or the pshat is that once the Chacham instituted that this is what it should be, so it became, that's the din, that it became kishput nishol parzel. It's Lashna Gemara. The Rebbe would quote it a lot of times. It's nasi kishput nishol parzel. So al derech ze over here, the Rebbe is shtelling too, that over here also, be'etzem, the reason why you fast on Thursday is not because be'etzem Thursday is a fast. There's no be'etzem fast on Thursday. Be'etzem the fast is on Shabbos. It should be on Erev Pesach. But since Lepeil, you can't fast on Erev Pesach. They pushed it off on Thursday. But now, once they pushed it off on Thursday, this is as far as to say that Thursday became the Yom HaTanis, and Memelo, all the consequences come as a result. Ukiyodua, he says, Ukiyodua mein dugma tzedem bedini sukkah. The Tzvei Day is by Nisarim, Tzvei Day is in Gemara, he says, by Nisarim, Shiyesh b'marbo, it has four tvachim wide, unhofchim al tzideim, and you've turned it over on the side of it, so notice it's now standing on its width, and that width is of us is pachis megibel, so it's l'kuli al mekosha. That size. This late Eiman da Omer is a raschach kosher. We bald hafchi al tzideim. And be'etzem, there's no psul be'etzem over here. The whole psul is only because it's dalet tvachim and it's deimel tikra. So it's not a be'etzem dikas psul. And the sveita man da Omer zok tabr psula. Val chotch as hafchum al tzideim. So the chura the tam is not there. We bald over as yeshem psul aleim. There is a psul. Mitzadem v'yesh be'marboa. Memele, there's a musig of a psul. Is nasu kishpudim shel matches, but zayin potzul l'sachem b'cholim. If it's matches, obviously it can be mesachach. So over here also it became a shtick of sukkah psula. So memele al derech zeh over here kilu. What's the gather of? In other words, are we still thinking about it? That be'etzem it's kosher. It's just there's a reason for a psul, and since in such a situation there's no reason for the psul, it's kosher. Well, no, since there's a reason for the psul, it became possible. Alderaz over here, when you're saying it was changed to Thursday, is the pshat, is be'etzem, you have to think, that be'etzem, the fast is on Shabbos. It's just that you're fasting on Thursday. But not that be'etzem, the fast became on Thursday. Other the pshat is, that once the fast was instituted for Thursday, it became kilo like a Thursday fast. No, if it's a Thursday fast, and you missed Thursday, so mele, you missed Thursday, so you don't fast any further. Yeah. And that the Rebbe brings another six that there's a general shaila bechlal by dinam derabbanan. Did a din derabbanan become a isur be'etzem, or every din of derabbanan is always connected to the original reason? Yeah, okay. I'll call upon him. That's the shaila the Rebbe's clarity. See if base L'chure kemenes oplan funadin l'furish by tainusest. So this shaila, the Rebbe is clearing l'chure, since we're talking about erev Pesach shecholiyos b'shabbos, but there's a mitzvah of tainusest shecholiyos b'shabbos. In other words, Purim is b'tezvav and tainusest is b'yud gimel. So it's again, instead of fast, you don't fast on Shabbos, you don't fast on Thursday. On Friday, you fast on Thursday. It's the same type of din l'chure. And over there, we have a mefurish din which is negated to this inyan. And Memela, so the Rebbe is saying, L'chure, what can this gikhan toplan? L'chure, kemen is oplan for nadin mefurish by tainus ester. When Purim is chal b'yem aleph, for does dan vertog the tainus nitche fun yud gimul oder, zu yem heishel afanuf. It's exactly like here. Is Abe chol b'y, b'yem hei bris mila. What happens if on Thursday, which is the day you're supposed to be fasting the tainus ester, there was a bris? Is paskin the Ramah muter lechel ala milah ulemacher b'yem vav yisanu eichel? Those people that are involved in the bris are allowed to eat, and they'll fast the next day. So a clear Ramah that you fast on Friday. You fast on Friday, the fast that you should have fasted on Thursday. But for them is klar, ader mitvas tainus ester igivar nitcha unikva b'yem hei heistos nit ader tog igivar drizman achiyuv. It's clear. Words, if the pshat is that on Thursday it became the tainus on Thursday, so why are you fasting on Friday? So it must be the pshat is that the fact that you're pushing off the fast to Thursday, you're pushing off the fast to Friday, is a rayab at be'etzem the fast is still on Shabbos. It shows that you're supposed to make the tashlumen on Thursday. You're supposed to make the tashlumen on Thursday. And if you can't make the tashlum on Thursday, you make the tashlum on Friday. When the river came in his mushrooms, then became vav. On the fize dafuiskum, as I say, is ech binyanenu, benigeet su tainus pcheles. So it's lechur, it's the same mamish halacha. There's a fast on Erev Pesach, and there's a fast on tainus ester, which is Erev Purim. So the Rebbe is clearing, benigeet the fast of Erev Pesach, if you didn't fast on Thursday, should you fast on Friday? Alder is a benigeet tainus of tainus ester. The Ramah says that if you have a bris in the middle, you should eat on Thursday. You should eat, and on Friday you should fast. No, a regular fast, you wouldn't do that. A regular fast, you wouldn't do that. You're only doing it because there's the option of doing it on Friday. So why is there an option of doing it on Friday? Because be'etzim, it's only ashlob. That's luchur davanus advar. Whereas a regular fast, you wouldn't just go ahead and eat on the day of the fast and then and fast the next day. Because lepeil, I mean, today's the fast day. Masha'inkin over here, since it's only tashlumen, so mele you have this option. So mele it's clear that the gedra advarim is that it's only a gedra of tashlumen, and that's why you have the option to fast on Friday. So lechura we see from here, mamish this chloridin that Shabbos be'etzim the fast is on Shabbos. It's just that tashlumen is on Thursday, and lepeil this tashlumen could be done instead of a Thursday in certain circumstances. The circumstances of the Ramah is because you have a bris. And the circumstances that the Rebbe is talking about is because you didn't fast on Thursday. L'fizeh dafuizkumen, is azeh doseh bin yaneinim, and yetzu tainus pcheles. So l'chur, we have a klara raya. Aber, says the Rebbe, yesh raya, is a raya fakert, ader chiyuv atainus von tainus pcheles is ibe getrogen givar nefiemhe. This says, and like that svara, l'chur, you don't have to fast on Friday. What's pshat? Where's the raya fakert? Nispashet haminig, as anstot zu fasten erev Pesach, zayin zir gebcheres mishtativ dem tog in asiyah mesechta. Asu des mitzvah. Bemele verde tainis nifka. That's the seder. That the bcheres are mishtativ in asu des mitzvah. And bemele, they don't have to fast. Asu des nifka. Now how exactly is the nifka? Because there was a Sudas mitzvah, is an issue in Achreinim, and the Rebbe is going to say a word which through that emphasizes this word, the Hamshach. But I'll call upon that's the Seder. The Seder is you make a tainus pcheres on Erev Pesach, and the tainus is nifka. On Erev Pesach is chal b'shabbos, is mini Yisrael, and memachtim siyam yem hei. So you make the siyam on Thursday. So now the Rebbe is clarifying what's happening over here. To add some, lomazong, there's a regular chiv to fast on Erev Pesach. So once a person makes a siyam on Erev Pesach, for some reason or another, through that siyum, the tainus is nifka. Because today is the day of the tainus. Memele, you made a siyum, so the tainus is nifka. Masha'inkin, if you're going to make a siyum on Thursday, So what happened? Thursday, you're supposed to be mashlim the siyum of Shabbos. No, so Lepel, you went ahead and you made a siyum on Thursday. No, so you made a siyum on Thursday. So what does that have to do with being mashlim the fast? Elamai, you can't be mashlim today for some reason because you made a siyum, so be mashlim on Friday. In other words, how could a siyum on Thursday, which is not be'etzim, in other words, bishleim, if you have a be'etzim dika fast day, so you could say, no, the day of the fast day, there was a siyum, and it was mafkiyah the chiyuv. Masha'inkin over here, since if you're going to say that the chiyuv wasn't carried over to Thursday, so the Rebbe is saying that it doesn't have any art to think that a siyum on Thursday should be mafkiyah the chiyuv of fasting. So the fact that we see bepeil the minigas, that you make a siyum on Thursday, and through that people don't fast, so mail is a raya, that the chiyuv Titus is tak on Thursday. So that's chlor raya that Rebbe is saying. Rebbe's mamshik bishleim eik der yem hey igivorn der zman atayness is moving at the statues in the siyum b'yem hey is mevatel dem chiyum tainus from dem tog unov the yem hey once Thursday you don't have to fast b'shem yedok and chiyuv tainus because it's says of his money eib aber the yem hey is as zman tashlumen sum chiyuv unov dem be'etzim the chiyuv is on Shabbos. It's just that on Thursday you're being mashlum the chiyuv on Shabbos. From Erev Pesach Shabbos, if we can see him b'yem hay mevatel zayin achiy of tainus for another talk from Erev Pesach, which is Shabbos. So what, you made a see him on Thursday. Mele what? So what should be mele yisane b'yem vav? Or the machim no chasim b'yem vav? I mean, they're saying you made a see him on Thursday. What's the see him on Thursday going to help you? But be'atzim you have achiy of tainus on Shabbos. Elamai, the Tchi of Tainus on Shabbos, you mashlim on Thursday. No good. So you mashlim on Thursday. On Thursday, what did you do? You made a siyum. So good, you made a siyum. How does that take away the Ashlam? A siyum takes away the Tchi of Tainus, but if there's no Tchi of Tainus today, the Tchi of Tainus on Shabbos, and today is only an opportunity to be mashlim, so how is the siyum going to take that away? I mean, maybe be mashlim on Thursday, be mashlim on Friday. That's what the Rebbe is asking. So on one hand, l'chulu, we have a chlorer raya from the Rambam. In the case I'll call upon him by Tainus Esther, unless you'll be Machali between Tainus Esther and Tainus Pechiris, which the Rebbe is going to say later. But I'll call upon him at this point in time, if we assume that it's the same Havana. So on one hand, we see a chlorerai from the Ramah that Be'etzem, the Tainus, is still on Shabbos. And therefore, if you have a bris on Thursday, you carry it over to Friday. You eat on Thursday, and then you fast on Friday, which shows that Be'etzem, the Chiyuv wasn't on Thursday. The Chiyuv is on Shabbos. It's just Ashlam on Thursday. And on the other hand, we have a Klor Raya from this minute that people make a Siyum on Thursday. Is the Charaya that Be'etzem, the Chiyuv is on Thursday. Because if the Chiyuv wouldn't be on Thursday, so how could a Siyum on Thursday help? That's what the Rebbe's Raya is. Siyuv Gimel. L'churi Yesh Litchi. The Rebbe is going to bring up a Svara that's brought down from Achrenim, brings from Arugas HaBesim, that they say that normally the gather of a siyum, what's this gather of a siyum? A gather, you make a siyum on Erev Pesach, and then you can eat. So the Pashas HaDvarim is, because since it's a Sudas Mitzvah, so mainly you're allowed to eat by a Sudas Mitzvah. Good. But even if it's a Sudas Mitzvah you're allowed to eat, how does that extend to the rest of the day, that you're allowed to eat the rest of the day? So on that he says a Svarah, that the whole idea of Erev Pesach, that you fast, is a Zeichah to the nest of Tainus Pechiris. Of the fact that the Eibishter saved the Pechadim on Pesach. No, so the Eibishter killed all the Pechadim Mitzrayim and all the Pechadim Yisrael was Nitzal. So a Zecher for the Ness that the Pechadim Yisrael were Nitzal, there is a Musig of a fast day. That's the union of a fast day. And through making a Siyum Masechta, so that's a Bimkaim the fast. It's not like Mevatel the fast, it's a Bimkaim the fast. Nurs Kilu, you're supposed to make a fast in order to have a Zecher to the Ness. Instead of having a fist, you have a siyum. And that siyum is a bimkim dinesh. Such a smara says in Arugas HaBesim, and through that it'll be taka understood. Why lepel? You don't have to fast the rest of the day. Because lepel is a bimkim the fist. It's a bimkim the fist. So mele lefize, you could say that on Thursday, kilo, by making a siyum on Thursday, you have a bimkim of the fast. In other words, you have to have a fast on Shabbos, on Erev Pesach. Lepel, you can't fast on Erev Pesach because it's Shabbos. So maybe you say fast on Thursday. No, but instead of fasting on Thursday, you did a bimkaim of the fast. In other words, the fast that you would have normally done on Erev Pesach, which the bimkaim of that fast would have been a siyum. So now you have that fast on Thursday, and a bimkaim of that fast, you're going to make a siyum for. That would be the Havana, and that would kilo take away this raya that the Rebbe is bringing. The Rebbe is bringing a raya. From here, the fact that Be'etzim it became a chiyuv on Thursday, he says, no, maybe it's not a chiyuv on Thursday. Be'etzim is a chiyuv on Erev Shabbos. So how could a siyum on Thursday work? So you're right. If the siyum would be to be mevatel the chiyuv fast, there's no chiyuv fast. So how could the siyum work? But if the siyum is a bimkeim, so then we could understand how the siyum could work. That's basically what the Rebbe is about to say. And on that, the Rebbe is deichi. He doesn't accept this at all. Siv gimel. L'chura yesh litchis. Leitvi es zogen gewisse achreinim. Ader uftu funem siyum be'erev Pesach nit nor in dem was es gita heter achila. Nor eich ader siyum is bimkeim atainis. Der tam von tainis b'cheiris is zu machen azeichel nes. That's the idea of Tainus Pcheres. A zecher l'nes shenitzelu m'machas pcheres. When a siyum is sech to other, so this mitzvah, it does good for a zecher l'nes v'gim. Now pizza is maspik, the siyum for yim hei, a filet mizol onemen, a derchi of a tainus dan, is blazed a shulma l'erav Pesach, but mit n'siyum, what mi yetzim, a derchi of tzumach na zecher l'nes. So you made a zechel nes on Thursday. So Mimela, the siyum on Thursday is not working, that there's a chiyuv tainus on Thursday. And Mimela and the siyum is kilo being deicha the chiyuv tainus. So you're asking, but lechura, there's no chiyuv tainus, it's only tashlum. No, be'amis, it's only tashlum. And there's no chiyuv tainus mamish on Thursday. But nevertheless, you make a siyum, which is bimkeim the tainus, and that's bimkeim, and that takes care of the tongues. Aber das ist nicht aus Galten. Warum Adrab? So what's the Svarer noch einmal? That Be'etzem, the Chiyuv is on Shabbos. El Mai, this is a gather of Tashlumen. And instead of fasting, Betur Tashlumen, you're making a Siyum together Tashlumen. So on that Rab is going to ask, if you're going to make a Siyum together Tashlumen, so why are you making a Siyum together Tashlumen for the fast on Thursday? In other words, a Siyum you can make on Shabbos as well. So Lechura, make the Siyum on Shabbos. Whereas Bishleima, if the Pshat is the Chiyuv of the fast is on Thursday, and you're making a Siyum to take away the Chiyuv of the fast, is understandable why you're making the Siyum on Thursday, and that's it. Masha'inkin, if you're saying, and even if you'll say that the Gedra Avorim, I don't think the Rebbe is being Shailu, this Svara of the Arugas HaBesim, that the Siyum is Bimkeim the fast. The Rebbe is only being Shailu that the Siyum being Bimkeim the fast is taking away the Raya that you make a Siyum on, the fact that you make a Siyum on Thursday is a raya that the Iker Chiyuv is on Thursday. That's the point over here. The Rebbe is saying the fact that you make a Siyum on Thursday is a raya that the Iker Chiyuv is on Thursday. So on that, there was a svar to be doicha. Maybe it's not a raya. Maybe Be'em is the Iker Chiyuv is on Shabbos. How does the Siyum on Thursday work? Because the Siyum is bimkeim fasting. So on that, the Rebbe is saying not to be doicha the Chiyuv fasting. If the Siyum is to be doicha the Chiyuv fasting, So then, understandable, it's a raya. Masha'inkin, if the siyum is bimkeim fasting, so l'chura, maybe the Rebbe's raya is not a raya. So on that, the Rebbe is saying, no, if the gather of this siyum is only of bimkeim fasting, and that's why you could make the siyum on Thursday, good, you can make a siyum on Thursday, but you l'chura also have to make a siyum on Shabbos. Because bepeil, the ikar chiyuv should be on Shabbos, so why not make a siyum on Shabbos? That's what the Rebbe is saying. Obedos in itu izgal. For madra, Rebbe, lay der svar at the siyum gufe tutuv der zeichel enes. Well, gedarf uis kumen, am zol machen a siyum eich in tog from Shabbos Erev Kedish, Erev Pesach. When we bald, mi ken dem zeichel enes machen in dem tog, in welches lechatchil nik be geworden, was se besmiches zu zman, when der nes hat passiert, no, the nes was on the first day of Pesach, the night of Pesach, when there was makas pchetz. And memela, you do it on Erev Pesach, because that's the closest that you could do. You can't fast on Pesach. If I was on the Yetzer Zayin, mit dem, was mit dem Zecher gemacht, mit zwei Tegot, I talk free. Because if you tell me that the reason why the fast on the Siyum on Erev Pesach is working, because that's Bimkoim, this Zecher L'Nes, so why not make the Zecher L'Nes on Shabbos? Das was mit darf Iber Hoyt machen as Siyum b'yem Hei, und nicht Yetzer Zayin, mit machen as Siyum b'yem Shabbos Erev Pesach. Whereas L'chura, the Rebbe could ask even more. L'chura, if you're making siyum, why make Bechlal a siyum on Thursday? Make a siyum on Shabbos. Since Kema for Emperor, Vibal B'yem Hei is for an a chiyuv times. The chiyuv wasn't a siyum. You have to. The chiyuv was a tonus. There's a chiyuv tonus. There's a chiyuv tonus on Erev Pesach, and the chiyuv tonus was pushed off for Thursday. And now for the chiyuv tonus, instead of chiyuv tonus, you fast. But since l'chatchila the chiyuv tonus was for Thursday, kemedam chiyuv tonus nitfar baiten durchasiyum and zeichel anes atoga the tzvei shpeter. There was instituted that you should have a fast on Thursday. On the fast really batsim is on Erev Pesach. And then it was pushed off to Thursday. So now you can't say, well, since this year it's Erev Pesach, Shechol is B'Shabbos, so the fast that you're supposed to have on Thursday will have the Siyum on Shabbos. On Thursday there's a fast on Thursday to be Mashlim, the fast of Shabbos. That was instituted, that you should do on Thursday the fast for Shabbos. And Mimele, since you should do on Thursday the fast for Shabbos, so you can't say, well, I'll do on Shabbos the Siyum. No, today's a Thursday. You have a chiyuv of being mashlim that fast. But I'll call upon him. That's what the Rebbe is saying. Kemen dem chiyuv tainus nit farbeiten dur chasiyum and zeichel enes atorga de tzvei shpeta. Stop a yeged av zayn der minig, I'll call upon him lehidr mitzvah zu machen noch chasiyum a zeichel enes in am tog von Erev Pesach atzim. So in other words, if that's the havon of how it's working, in other words, if be'etzim, the Rebbe's time, if be'etzim, Thursday is not the real day that there is the chiyuv. The chiyuv is on Shabbos. And Thursday is only bimkoin. In other words, it's only being mashlim, the Shabbos. And memele, l'moshel, if you didn't fast on Thursday, you'll have to fast on Friday. Al derech b'negeya tainus Esther. So l'chure, the din should have been that a siyum on Thursday doesn't help. A siyum on Thursday shouldn't help. And even with this hezber of the arukas habesim, that the siyum is bim came, it still is not a hezber, because sof kol sof there should be also a siyum on Shabbos. There should be also a siyum on Shabbos. That's what the Rebbe is saying. In other words, if the gather is that be'etzim the chiyuv is on Shabbos, so the siyum on Thursday shouldn't help. You should also have a siyum on Shabbos. So the mele. Und von dem, was mir gefindt nicht, also sein am Minig zu machen, als sie im Eichbeam a Shabbos al Kolponim, ist Muchach genau. Der Rebbe says, it's a Muchach. Also in dem Tag, und Eichbeam Wov, bleibt nicht mehr kein Chiyuv Tainus, und machen als Eichelenes, weil Nifki geworden, und sich übergetrogen leben hat. So der Rebbe is being Machriach from this Minig. Being Machriach from this Minig, from the fact that we make a Siyum, instead of Tainus Pcheres on Thursday. And you make a siyum on Thursday, is a raya, says the Rebbe, 100%, that the chiyuv is now on Thursday. The chiyuv is not on Shabbos anymore. The chiyuv is on Thursday. And therefore, as a result of that, it'll be enough kmina lalacha, that if for some reason or another, you didn't fast on Thursday, so then you'll have to fast, you won't have to fast on Friday. You won't have to fast on Friday, because since the day of the chiyuv went by, so merely you don't have to fast on Friday. That's what the Rebbe is being machiyach, is nochamo. So we had the shaila, what's the gather of the chiyuv? And the Rebbe brought a raya from this din of the Ramah in Legabi Tainus Esther, that lechure, that the chiyuv is not on Thursday. The chiyuv be'etzim is on Shabbos. And that's why you eat on Thursday, the people that are partaking in the bris, and they fast on Friday. And on the other hand, from the fact that there is a siyum, people make a siyum on Thursday, is a raya that the ikr chiyuv is on Thursday. So lechure, it's a stir. Lechure, it's a stir. So that the Rebbe is saying it's not a stira, because Lepel, this is talking about Tainus Esther, and this is talking about Siyum Becheres. And could be, there could be a chilik between Tainus Esther and Siyum Becheres, two different dinim. In other words, Einacham, they're both Chiyuv Drabon, they both pushed off, and there's similarities. But on the other hand, not every Chiyuv Drabon has to be in the same level. So Mimele, the fact that Tainus Esther was pushed off to Thursday, and the fact that Tainus Becheres was pushed off to Thursday is not in the same gather. It's not in the same gather, that's first of all. And that's first of all, and then the Rebbe says no. Furthermore, by Tainus Esther lechatchila, it should have been on. This is the Chotzi Ribua. Sekei Rayanit was by Tainus Esther gefilmt min yeh. I'm kemashon zayin the Tainus b'yem vav kanal siv beis. And over there, Takev Lemoshel, for sure you have the over there the chiyuv is. Be'etzim on Shabbos, it's only that at Betur Hashlama. Well, kami chalukim betakonas derabonin from einu zum anderen. Upshitas in the dokin hechrich as ein takonas derabonin is punkt in ir efen upratim zu atzveter. In other words, you can have one takana beifen kazer and one takana beifen kazer. Ubefrad bin yoneinu, the Rebbe is saying a svara. Yidu atam lechalik zwischen tainus estu and tainus pchiris. Because first of all, bechlal is no raya. From one to the other is no raya. And especially, there's no chazach. Tainus Esther in Nikbe Gevorim Bezmanim. The original takana was Beyud Gimel Odin. While in them tog, doch Nikalu Lamed Al Nafshon. So Memele Be'etzim, the fact that it's on Thursday, the fact that it's on Yud Gimel is a Be'etzim Dikazakos. That's the proper day. Unatchia, when Sukum to his B'Shabbos, Liyem He, is a Chidush Ve'hisofef Ikra Takana, which is Tashlumen. And those Be'etzim, the takana was it should be done on Thursday. I'm sorry. The etzah takana was that it should be done on Yud Gimel. Why Yud Gimel? Because Yud Gimel is the day of the Nikolo Lamed Al Nafsho. Lepeil, if you can't do it on Yud Gimel, so mainly you have to be doichet. Once you're doichet, so mainly there's a shaila. It's only together tchiyah, because be'etzim the chiyah is on Yud Gimel. So since be'etzim the chiyah is on Yud Gimel, so the gather at chiyah is only a tashlumen for the etzim chiyah, which is Yud Gimel. Masha'enkin tainus pcheres, doch ikar takonis ha'takonis tainus tchuyah. Because be'etzim, why up is on Erev Pesach? Erev Pesach is not really the day to fast. Bam is the day to fast is the first day Pesach. And the whole gather of Erev Pesach is because you can't fast on the first day Pesach. So mainly you fast on Erev Pesach. No, but Lepel, if you can't fast on Erev Pesach, so mainly you push it off for Thursday. And that's Lechatchila. In other words, Erev Pesach is not, and besuch a kvias, when there's an Erev Pesach, that's Choliyas B'Shabbos, so Erev Pesach wasn't Nikba. Because in other words, if Be'etzim the Chiyav is on Erev Pesach, so now when you're going and pushing it off, so mainly you're pushing it off from the Etzim the Kachiv. But since Be'etzim the Chiyav is L'Churish B'Yam Pesach, and the whole gather of Erev Pesach is only B'Pchinas Tchuyah. So mainly if you can't be Doichet to Erev Pesach, why? Because Erev Pesach is Choli as B'Shabbos, so then the Iker Takana will be on Thursday. That's what the Rebbe Svarim. Masha'inkin HaTainas B'Chiris is Iker HaTakana Tainas Tchuyah. For Zman is Tezvav Nissen, Zman the Makas B'Chiris. No mizim teicha, magdimim biyudalim, shum diyav shum biyontif. Is the result of Iker HaTakona by dem tchiyam mitzad yav shum b'Shabbos. Memele, shem tchiyah echados, the result of Zach, it doesn't make a difference. And since it doesn't make a difference, so memele, so the Iker HaTakona is Thursday. So be kitzur, the Rebbe is saying azoy. Nochamol. The Rebbe is clearing if a person, let's just go over be kitzur. The Rebbe is clearing if a person didn't fast on Thursday, does he have to fast on Friday? So l'churi, we have a right, and the Rebbe explained the havana of this chakira. The shayla is, what's the gather of pushing it off to Thursday? This is talking about b'negiyah tainus pchiras. Now that the Rebbe brought a right, if the gather of pushing it off is pshat is that it became Thursday, or the pshat is no, b'etzem, it's Shabbos, and just you do it, you do the Shabbos, they can fast on Thursday. But if you didn't do it on Thursday, you do it on Friday. And that is a raya l'chur, a raya muchachas from the Ramah, b'negeya Tainus Esther, that if there's a bris, you eat on Tainus Esther on Thursday, and you fast on Friday. So it's a raya that be'etzim the chiyuv is on Shabbos, which is on Tainus Esther, which is on Yud Gimel, it's just that you push it off to Friday, to Thursday, and you could do it on Friday. So it's be'etzim l'chur. So according to that, it would come out that if you didn't fast on Thursday, you fast on Friday. If such a good agdor, that's l'chur ha'raya. On the other hand, the Rebbe brings a raya from the fact that they make a tainus, or you make a siyum on Thursday. People make a siyum on Thursday, and by making a siyum on Thursday, you don't have to fast. The Rebbe is telling that if the chiyuv of the tonus would be'etzim be on Shabbos, it's just that on Thursday you could be mashlim, the ikar of the tonus. So on that, the Rebbe is saying it's 100% that you wouldn't be able to fast on Thursday. And on that, the Rebbe brought the svar of the Arugas Abesim, which the Arugas Abesim doesn't say it like Abid is din, but he brings such a svar, and maybe you could use that to explain that from Desven, a siyum will help on Thursday. And on that, the Rebbe is deich, that a siyum wouldn't help on Thursday. If that but I don't think the Rebbe is not being deich, the svar of the Arugas Abesim. He's just being deich, using that svar to fa'amferim over here. Fakir, the Rebbe uses that svar of Arugas Abesim to explain why a siyum taka, you can eat the rest of the day. In the Horus. So I'll call upon him, so it comes out that we have a raya this way and a raya this way. So what's the maskana? The maskana is that there's a difference between Tainus Esther and Tainus Pcheres. that by Tainus Esther, Taker over there, the gather of the Tchiyah is Bepchinas, it's only a Tashlumen. And Memele, Be'etzim, the Chiyah is still on Shabbos, and still on Yud Gimel. It's just Be'gather Tashlumen. Masha'inkin, by Tainus Pcheres, the gather at Chiyah is Be'gather that it became, it was carried over. The Chiyah of Tainus was carried over to Thursday. What's the Havana? So the Rebbe says, first of all, it's not a Kasha. There's various different takaras derabbanan which have different hagdaras. It's not a kasha. That's number one. And number two, says the Rebbe, that there's a hesber as well, because b'negeya, the tainus of Yud Gimel Adar, the tainus was mechatchila nikva in the day that it should be nikva. Because that was the day it was nikaluv amdu al nafsham. Memele, when it comes out that this day is on Shabbos, so memele, you push it off for Thursday, so that pushing it off is pshat is be'etzem, it's still be'etzem on Yud Gimel, because that's really the proper day. It's just that fast, you fast on Thursday. So memele, so then becomes the din of the Ramah, that if there's a bris, so memele, you'll fast it on Friday. Masha'ikim b'negei tainus p'cheres, there was no etzem dikadin that it should be on Erev Pesach, nor is it not be'etzem. Erev Pesach is not the time for tainus p'cheres. Because be'etzem, what's the whole idea of tainus p'cheres? Zeichet to the Nes. The Nes happened on Pesach. Where does it come to Erev Pesach? So the answer is because you can't fast on Pesach, so they pushed it off to Erev Pesach. So the whole idea of Erev Pesach was just pushing it off to Erev Pesach. No, if you can't fast on Erev Pesach, because Erev Pesach is Shabbos, so mele, you push it off to Thursday. So mele, Shabbos is not any more of a kvias. In other words, it's not more than Thursday. L'chatchila, Shabbos is b'derech tchia. So mele, Thursday is also b'derech tchia. Now it comes in such a kvias, Thursday becomes the ikar din. Yeah. And that, now the Rebbe says, b'negeya, this shaila, it'll also be nafkimina la'alocha, a different nafkimina la'alocha. Nafkimina la'alocha, b'negeya, a cotton that becomes a godl on Erev Pesach. Someone that becomes a godl on Erev Pesach. So the question is, normally, a cotton, the father fasts. The father fasts for a cotton. And lepeil, when you're a godl, so you fast yourself. So now over here, the fast day is on Thursday. The fast day is on Thursday. At Thursday, he's still a cotton. Lepeil, he becomes a godl on Erev Pesach. The fast day on Thursday is because of the Erev Pesach, which is going to be, he's going to become a godl. So if the gather of the chi of Thursday is to be mashlam, the day of Shabbos, so be'etzim the chi of Shabbos, it's just that on the day of Shabbos, you have to be mashlam. You can't fast on Shabbos. So may the person that's fasting, supposed to fast on Shabbos, let him fast on Thursday. So Lepeira, who's supposed to fast on Shabbos? The Godel. The Godel. So how could the father fast for him? Because the Godel has to fast on Shabbos. And this Godel, Ki'il, is supposed to fast on Thursday. I mean, but where does the father come in? The father is supposed to fast for the Kotel. So if the fast was carried over to Thursday, so then we could understand that Thursday is a Chiyuv of a fast. Einach Nami, the Chiyuv of the fast, is because of Erev Pesach on Shabbos. The son is a cotton, and he has a chiv of a fast, so he fasts instead of him. Masha'inkin be'etzim of Thursday, there's no chiv of a fast. So it comes Thursday, so there's no chiv of a fast. Elamai, there's a chiv of a fast that's going to come Shabbos. Shabbos, his son is going to be a godl. No, his son's a godl, so his son has to worry about it. Or his son's supposed to, not has to worry about it, his son has to take care of it. Elamai, now the son is a cotton. So the son... So, but where does the father come in? The father is coming to be mashlim, the face of his son, the cotton. That's what the Rebbe is saying. Halach sivdat. Basbaris hageder fun tchias hatainis. Zeich tole nafkimino lahalacha ba'akotten shehigdol be'erev Pesach shechol b'shabbos. The minig is doch ader av fast b'mkeim b'nei b'cheri hakotten. That's the minig. That's the minig ongenomen that it's brought down in Ramah. Shulchan Aruch. When Abe b'nei b'chere is given a godel be'erev Pesach shechol b'shabbos, so he cleared sedav the father fasten b'yem hey other nit. That's the shayla. Does the father have to fast on Thursday? Aim is all on him as yem hey he given the zman achiyuv. So now that's like the Rebbe names on Taka that the zman achiyuv is on Thursday. Is b'yem hay, which is Yud Beis Nissen, is there zman? Is there ben not ben akotn? Darz I fought a fasten. Whereas today on Yud Beis Nissen the son is a cotton, and just like if on Yud Dalet Nissen the son would be a cotton, the father would fast for him. So today on Yud Beis Nissan, the son is a katan, so the father has to fast for him. Eibaber, the chiyuv b'layp tefiyem yudalidness. There's no chiyuv on Yud Beis Nissan the fast. And thus was mefas b'yem hay is nor begedet tashlum in the Shabbos. So in other words, when it comes Thursday, you say there's a chiyuv to fast. There's no chiyuv to fast. There's a chiyuv to fast on Shabbos. It's just the chiyuv to fast on Shabbos. You have to fast on Thursday. Tafuis kumen aderav tut garnet tutuf. Mizayn fasten b'yem hay b'shvul b'nei. No, the father could accomplish the fast, became his son a cotton, which has a chiv. The chiv of the cotton is the chiv that his son, the cotton, has. That chiv, the father, by him fasting, will take care of. But over here, the chiv is not from his son a cotton. While in the mizman a chiv, which is Shabbos Yudalid Nissan, it doch der ben a godel. Vem in der av kenet meitzizay metatainas. The male in the shaykh tashlum. It's not a shaykh if he's mechuyev to fast. It's a shaykh if he could fast. In other words, a father could fast for his son, the katan. A father cannot fast for his son, the gadol. Now here, he has a son, a katan, which has a chiv when he's a gadol. In other words, right now he's a katan. Today is Thursday. Yud Beis Nissan, he's a katan. But when is that chiv? The chiv is a gadol's chiv. A gadol's chiv, which has to be fulfilled today. So the chura, if today they became a chiyuv today, says the Rebbe, so my son, the cotton's chiyuv, and I'll fast for him. Mashainkin, if it's not my son, the cotton's chiyuv, it's my son when he's going to become a gadol, the chiyuv, and that chiyuv he has to do now when he's a cotton. So where does the father come in? The father can't replace fasting for the chiyuv of his son, which is a gadol. That's the Rebbe's chiddush, that the father could only fast for the chiyuv that his son, the cotton, has. As a cotton, he has a chiyuv fast, so mimele, that chiyuv that he has as a cotton, the father can fast in his stead. Masha'enkin, the chiyuv that his son has as a gadol, just like when he's a gadol mamsh, a regular gadol, so you can't fast for him. So the Rebbe is saying the chiyuv that he's going to get when he's a gadol, which that chiyuv is supposed to be fulfilled now when he's a cotton, is not going to be accomplished by the father fasting now. Because that's his chiv as a cotton, as a gadol. And a gadol's chiv can be fulfilled by the father's fasting. Well, and so now this can come out, Val pizza kumtuis asidoa yistrein, v'menem ton adrizman atainas is ibrig ishtal givor nefiyem hei. So we have also an accomplishment. And those also, Ebers begedet tashlumen, Ebers is begedet tashlumen af uzkumen as abchir cotton, Shehigdol ber of Pesach shechol b'Shabbos is yetsim in a klal from um ganzen inyan from tainus prayers. The chura will come out of another chiddush because zayn father can doch im nit meitzer zayn kanal because a father can only meitzer the chiyuv of his bnei akotn and this is the chachiyuv of bnei agodl. On er alein zol fasten b'yem hay be'esa is noch akotn. I the chura let him fast. Whereas he has a chiyuv when he's a godl and let him fast when he's a cotton. It's a mitzvah, was a cotton tut, betur chinuch, can meitzah sein, der chiyuv mitzvah als godl, ben didn't they done, der chiyuv for yim Shabbos, erev Pesach ben idol. That is McLaren. He has a chiyuv, when it comes Shabbos, he's going to have a chiyuv to fast. Now, when should he fast? So we say he fasts on Thursday, but on Thursday he was a cotton. So how could his chiyuv to fast on Shabbos, which is a chiyuv which is being mutl on a godl, be niskayim through the fact that he'll do this fasting when on Thursday when he was a cotton. So they're saying it's not so pashut. So it'll come out that this person is like his father can't fast for him because his father could only fulfill the fasting that his son the cotton has. He can't fast because he can't fulfill this chiyuv of fasting that he has as a gadol while he's a cotton. So maybe it'll come out that he's going to end up not having this tainus pes, this cotton. Shehigdol b'yem Shabbos, which is erev Pesach. Shecholi is b'Shabbos. So the mail about it. Shainkin, if you're going to learn like the Rebbe learned, which the Rebbe was mechiach from the minik, that you make a siyum on Thursday, that be'etzem the ikar chiyuv is a Thursday. So mail when it comes Thursday, the father has a son a cotton, and that cotton has a ikar chiyuv today on Thursday. So mail the father fasts for him. That's the end. Now this din that the Rebbe says that you can't be moitzi when you're a cotton. Something that you have a chiyuv al tagodl. So the Rebbe's seichens in the Ora 22 re'elu dugma that goes Reb Kivegel le'irachayim simen kuf pei vav siv beis. That's one of the orders, one of the Maramikamas in this Sa'ar. So over there, there's a Shaila Zeh. This Rabbi Kivega declares, he's Mesapkele, he says, if you have a cotton that right before his bar mitzvah ate Kidei Sviya, so he has a chiyuv minateira to bench, but he's a cotton. And he declares, when he becomes a gadol, so lepel, he's still be Kidei Sviya. The achil of Kidei Sviya was when he was a cotton. But the matzav of Kidei Sviya is when he's a gadol. He became a gadol and now he's be Kidei Sviya because of the food that he ate when he was a cotton. So the Kivega is clearing, maybe there's a chiyuv midiraisa for this cotton shehigdol to bench. That's one side of the chikira, which is a chidush. That even though he didn't eat as a gadol, but he's benching for the matzav of Kidei Sviya, which is bapashtus a chidush, because the pashtus is the chiyuv of birchas hamazons for the yochalta. So he was vachalta v'savata, and now he's v'savata, and now he's a gadol, so he has to have a birach. That's one child. Now the shaila is, what'll be if he already benched before he became a gadol? He knows he ate right before the shkia, he benched right before the shkia, and now after the shkia, he's in the matzav that is kidei sviya, is kedim kidei ikul. You know, the food didn't get digested yet, and he's in the matzav kidei sviya. So the churi has a chiyuv midiraisa to the bench. Elamai, he benched when he was a cotton. A cotton can't be made, so his chiyuv is a gadol. That's the klar, the Rebbe Kivega's klar. Which the Rebbe is saying over here, this Indian, that you can't do as a cotton. Something which you really have to, your chiyuv is as a gadol, and the fact that you did this chiyuv when you were a cotton, somewhere or another, and that'll take away the chiyuv that you have when you're a gadol, can't happen. So this chiyuv that you have on Shabbos to fast can't be fulfilled by the fact that you fasted on Thursday as a cotton. Yeah. So this was the tzedakah of the Rebbe. So the Rebbe, in other words, the Nocham also, the Maskanas Advarim is that Thursday is the Ikar Chiyav is on Thursday, and therefore Taka, the father would fast for the son because the Ikar Chiyav is on Thursday. But Sheikin, the son himself, can't fast because Lepel, he can't fulfill on Lepel Mamash will come out that the son Taka can't fast because the son can't fulfill his Chiyav as a Gadol. The Chiyav that he has as a Gadol wouldn't be able to be fulfilled earlier. And Lamoshal, Benegia Tainis Esther, where over there the Rebbe brought a ride from the Rambo that the Ikechi of Taka is on Shabbos. And the male of Thursday is only Tashlumet, so Bechi Agavna, Taka, there won't be a. In other words, over there, Bechi Agavna, so there'll Taka be an issue because Lepel, the Chiyav is on Shabbos, and Lepel on Thursday is still a cut. So it's not an issue. I mean, Lepel Mamish, over there will come out that he wasn't Mekayim, that Chiyav that he would have on Shabbos on Thursday. That Lechor would happen. And that's negiah to other things. All those things which the Mishnah says, you're magdimin, that it falls on a Shabbos, you do it earlier. So the question is, what happens if it was on Shabbos, he was a gadol, and the magdimin, he was a kot. So the first nekud of the Rebbe was, no, you can't be yetzah. You can't be yetzah because lepeil, yechiv is a gadol, and lepeil, you can't be yetzah when you're a cotton, the chiv that you have is a gadol. But here the Rebbe is going to say, no, that's in Sifrei, the Rebbe is in Messiah, that there's a svara to say not like that, to say that even Be'emes, even though the Chiyah would be on Shabbos Mamish, he's not talking about Benigeya Tainus Pcheres, because Tainus Pcheres, the Rebbe still nems on without this, that the Chiyah is on Thursday. And Be'emel, it'll come out that if you didn't fast on Thursday, you don't have to fast on Friday. But Lepeil, even those things where the Chiyah is Taka on Shabbos, and Thursday would only be together Tashlumen, so from Deswegen, if you were a Godl on Shabbos, you could fulfill that Tashlumen on Thursday. That's what the Rebbe is going to fear is now. Seif hei, abe yesh leimer, as afilim timtze leimer, at the tchias atainis, is tashlum etz erev Pesach. If you're going to really nem on that side, even though the Rebbe doesn't nem on that side, the Rebbe nems are not like that. But even if you would nem on, vet nit feln der inyan atainis by abcher kot nish higdol, b'yem yudalad nisn shechol b'shabbos. He'll still have that inyan of tonis. Why? That's bara b'zeh. Ubehegdim. Kanal. Let's go back to Purim. When Purim is chal b'yem aleph, ver tainis esther nitchal yem hei, und dorte doch blaze zageder tashlumen kanal siv beis. So over there zageder tashlumen. That's the Rebbe was mechir from the Ramo. Is a shail kotn shigdul b'yudgimol adar in a kviz when Purim is chal b'yem aleph. Viveter kena yetsa in der chiyuv l'sanis b'tainis esther. Weil kanal so der Schakel wird Tarie, zum sein Fasten be Katnusse Judal be Oder, als Chinuch, kenne jetzt sein der Chiyuv be Gadlus Yud Gimul Oder. So knows, what's happening? He has a Chiyuv on Shabbos to fast, and lepeil is housing b'yetzer nachshiv to fast. That's what the Rebbe is clear. When the zel b'shail is by alin yonim, evelchem zok magdim v'lei ma'achrim, ima vet zog asa tashlumen, nafal v'nakot nigivarim bar mitzvah b'yem achiv, v'ken er yetzer in der chiv, al tzgodl. So now there's all those things that are mentioned in the Mishnah. That magdim v'lei ma'achrim. So the question is again, if he became a godl on the etzim day that there was a chiv, and lepeil there's magdimen ule dugma. In a kviyas behind tiki yor when purim fun ori mukafes chema tezvav oder is chol b'shabbos. Is when erev pesach is chol b'shabbos, so memele tezvav oder is chol b'shabbos. Is mendort magdim kriyas hamegillah liyudalad oder. That's the say. The say is the Mishnah that you read the Megillah on Yudalad. Is eib dosis tashlumen zum chiyuv fun tezvav oder b'shabbos. Is vos davton akotn shehidul b'im tezvav oder. Because he became a godl on Tezvav Adar on Shabbos, Tezvav Adar. So Luchura, what's going to happen? In other words, he has a chiyuv to lay in the Megillah, and they're saying to lay in the Megillah on Friday, but on Friday it's still a cotton. So how could he be yotze on Friday as a cotton the chiyuv that he has on Shabbos as a godl? The Rebbe is asking, based on everything we're saying for now, that Luchura, a cotton can be yotze moitzi something that he has a chiyuv as a godl. And that the Rebbe is saying a chiddush is benigeh this chiyuv that in other words ain't a chinami benigeh the din of the Rebbe Kiveg would be a separate shaila, but benigeh this shaila benigeh this kvius that even if you're going to learn that it's tashlumen, but nevertheless the cotton will be able to do it. That's the nekudas avort, that the cotton will be able to do it and there won't be a problem with the cotton do it. V'yesh leim abazeh al derech v'memuzdach zogin bechlal as a cotton v'al derech zeh v'yeserim izeh. So normally a ger is not allowed to learn Torah. A ger is not supposed to learn Torah. But if someone is preparing himself to be megayer, is mechuyev to learn lahaloch hilchas hamitzvahs tefillin krishma ukiyetz bezeh velche ervet muzin mekayim zayin teke ve'avert agodl noch eider avert agodl. There's a cotton when a person's a cotton. So he's becoming bar mitzvah. So the question is, he's become bar mitzvah. He's become bar mitzvah. He's going to have to do all the halachas. L'chura, how's he going to know all the halachas? So the Rebbe says, muzm doch zogen, as a cotton, and al der as a ger, he has to learn the halachas which he has to do as a godl. For him, eber vet is oplegen, bizer vet verna ben gimel shon of yemechot, vet to doch nit wissen, wie zu mekaim zain the mitzvahs. So we made it's a dover apostle, even though a cotton is doch lechura, not a mechuyiv be mitzvahs, and he's become a mechuyiv be mitzvahs as a godl, but that chiyuv be mitzvahs as a godl is being carried over that he has a chiyuv as a cotton to prepare himself to do the mitzvahs when he's a godl. To say it's a sudo eifim a chiyuv zayin de kakotten. That's what the Rebbe is saying over here. That there's a chiyuv zayin de kakotten zich tzutzugreten. If tzukenem im kaim zayin zayin de chiyuvim v'nevet dverna godl. Al derech machshiri mitzvah. There's a musig that you have to prepare for a mitzvah. Machshiri mitzvah. In other words, you have to have a knife in order to make a bris. There's a chiyuv to make a bris, but you have to have a knife to make a bris. So al derech zeh, there is a chiyuv to have a person that knows how to put on tefillin and what to do when he puts on tefillin. So there's like a chiyuv to have, in other words, this cotton is going to have a chiyuv when he's a godl. But right now he has to prepare himself as a cotton to be able to know what to do when he's a godl. And the Rebbe is saying that's like a chiyuv. That's like a chiyuv on the cotton. It's like, it's a chiddush eistus. The Rebbe is saying that over here. I think someplace else the Rebbe talks differently on this inyan. But Lepeil right now, the Rebbe is saying over here that there's a chiyuv on the cotton. That says the chiyuv that he has as a godl creates a deraisa de kechiyuv of him on a cotton to prepare himself what to do as a godl. That's what the Rebbe is saying here. Memuzdoch zog, the Rebbe says, as a cotton is mechuyuv to learn these things, noch eider. Let's start again. Sivov. V'yeshleim b'bazeh al derech v'imiz muzdoch zogim bechlal. As a cotton v'al derech zeh v'yiserim izeh. Ein evas great zog to megayer zayn. Is mechuyev to learn the hilchas hamitzvahs. Tefillin krishma ukiyetz b'zeh. Velche vet muzim mekayim zayn teke be'avert agodl. Noch eider avert agodl. So there's a chiyuv as a cotton to prepare himself to become a gadol. Varam ebe vetis uplegen bizavet veren agad aben yud gimel shana v'yemechad vetu dachnit visim vitzum kaims in the mitzvahs. The seisus is doif imachiyuv zayin de kakotn zich zuzigreten of zikenem is kaims zayin zayin chiyuv men evet veren agad al derech machshiri mitzvahs al derech machshiri mitzvahs. And it sounds like this is a chiyuv min ha-teira. This is the chiyuv min ha-teira to a gadol extends to when he's a kotten. Is al derech. And al derech zeh yeshleim ben didin yidan. It's a do a chiyuv efen kotten. This is the talk of my chiyuv the rabbanu kodom megillah. A chiyuv efen kotten. Zu leinen de megillah b'yem yudal. Let's skip the next ketter for a second. Umestaber leim ados a chiyuv kidei zu yeitze zayn. Der chiyuv is vatifim chal zayn als gadol b'yem tezvov. This says as as ein lein in the Megillah als Kotten, and not nor als Chinuch. Dort the Takonis Chachom is lechatchil lechal ifen Kotten als Hechsher zu sein Chiv als Godel. You have to understand the Avonis Advarim. They're saying, just like we say, that the Chiv to a Godel to lay Puran Tefillin is Machriach, that the Kotten should also prepare himself to know what to do when he puts on Tefillin. So when Chachom put on a Chiv, then on Tez Vav Ba'odar, he's mechuyev to lay in the Megillah. And that, he's not going to be able to lay in the Megillah. Because he's going to have to lay in the Megillah. You can't lay in the Megillah on Shabbos. So you have to lay in the Megillah on Friday. So that's part of the takana. That's part of the takana. His chiyev als godl is mechayev that he should do it while he's a kotten. And Mimele, what comes, what's the chiddush over here? The chiddush over here, he's not being yoitza as a kotten. The chiyev of a godl. The chiv of the godl is mechayiv that he should do it as a kotten, and that chiv of a kotten is a chiv mamish. The way you'd normally learn the chiv is on tezvav. Elamai is doing it on yudal, just like everyone does it on yudal. But he's a kotten. How can he do it on yudal? How can it be yom yitzir? His chiv of tezvav on yudal. They were saying no. The chiv on tezvav extends to yudal. So Mimele on yudal he's doing kilu like the etzem chiv of a godl. No, just like the chiyuv to prepare himself before he's a gadol, to be able to do things as a gadol is an extension of his chiyuv as a gadol. So al derech zeh, the chiyuv of laying on yudalid is an extension of his chiyuv of laying on tezvav. That's the vort over here. That's the vort. At lachma mistaber leim ados is a chiyuv kidei tzuyetsa zaynem chiyuv was vetim chalzan als gadol b'yem tezvav. That says as in laying in the megillah als kotten is not nor als chinuch. Nor the Takonis Chachom is lechatchila chalif and cotton als hechshus and chiv als godl. Val derech zeh zeich bin yoneinu. That's b'negeya Tainus Esther. B'negeya Yud Gimel. B'negeya Purim. I mean, b'negeya the chiv Megillah. Val derech zeh zeich b'negeya lin yoneinu. Afilu mevat onem. As Tainus Pcheres b'yem hei is tashlum edeim Hashabbos. Even though the Rebbe Nem done not like that, but I feel I'm with onem and I says tashlumen is yesh mokum leimer as a cotton shehigdal b'yem yudalid nissen zol zayn mefchuyev to fasten b'yem hey yud beis nissen als hechsher to zayn chiyuv for svetef im chal zayn als godl b'yem hey. So the father to fast, not the father won't be able to fast. Because the Rebbe is saying, the Rebbe himself is saying that you can fast b'yem hey. The father can fast b'yem hey because be'etzem the chiyuv is doch on yom hey. And since the chiv is a yom hei, so you have a father that has a cotton that has a chiv on yom hei. So just like every father fasts for his son the cotton on Erev Pesach, so this father could fast for his cotton, for his son the cotton on yom hei. But on that the Rebbe says, but what happens if you're not going to hold like that? So then you can hold the. So then if you're not going to hold that be'etzim the chiv is on yom hei, so then for sure the Rebbe said the father can't fast because the father can't fast to be moitzer the chiv of a godl. And since the chiyuv is the be'etzim a godel dika chiyuv, so in Mela the father won't be able to fast. So on that the question was, so if the father won't be able to fast, l'chura the father won't be able to fast, and the son won't either be able to fast, because the son is now a cotton, how could it be made the chiyuv that he's going to have as a godel? So on that the Rebbe is saying, no, the son could fast. That's the chiddush over here. The son could fast, because this chiyuv that he has as a godel extends to before. That's the word. The chiyuv of a godel extends to before. So the chiyuv that the son is going to have on Thursday is not a cotton dikachiv. It's going to be a godel dikachiv. It's a godel dikachiv that you can have as a cotton. It's like a chidush estes. That you can have a godel dikachiv, a real chiv, even while you're a cotton, because it's an extension of the chiv of a cotton. And the Rebbe uses the dogma of the chiyuv of a katan preparing himself for what he's going to have when he's going to be a gadol. That's a real chiyuv. I'm not saying a real chiyuv. I know there's a gadol. We'll call it a gadol dik chiyuv. There's a chiyuv als gadol, and that chiyuv als gadol extends to when he was a katan. So al dera zeh, there's a chiyuv b'yem hay, b'yem Shabbos, and that chiyuv extends to Thursday. And here the Rebbe says a very big chiddush. On Hara 31, v'kiven de melechatchila be'ez tzive mikro megillah de mendivri seifrim tiknu kein is ula yesh leimar de yochol lehitzi is ha-godl af shu adayim bekatnuse. Like a big chiddush. Normally a cotton can be made to a cotton, a godl, because it's a different type of chiyuv. There's a chiyuv of a cotton, a chiyuv of a godl. But the Rebbe is saying over here a chiddush, that on the Thursday, in other words, when if Tezvav is b'Shabbos, so you lay in the Megillah on Yud Dalet. So now the Rebbe is clearing, on Yud Dalet, the cotton is laying in the Megillah. How is he laying in the Megillah? Look where he's a cotton and his chiyuv is on Shabbos. So the answer is no, that the chiyuv of Shabbos as a gadol extends to Friday. So Eba Zeis of Friday is a gadol dikachiyuv, even though he's a cotton, but he's doing a gadol dikachiyuv. No, if he's a cotton and he could do a gadol dikachiyuv, he could be moitzi, a gadol as well. Normally a cotton can be moitzi a gadol, not because he's a cotton, because the chiyuv is not a chiyuv of a cotton. You have to be a bar chiyuva. He's not a real bar chiyuva. He's only a cotton. But according to this word, that he has a gadol dikachiyuv when he's a cotton, so mele he's a bar chiyuva. So mele he could be moitzi a gadol. It's a chiddush. A chiddush is this. The nekudas chiddush over here is that he could be a cotton and have a gadol dikachiyuv. That's a chiddush. That's atkan. Atkan. Yeah, that's the word. A cotton sheik b'yem dal is a mechuyev zayim fastin b'yem hay. Al sahechshir. Yeah, we missed a shtikel keta over here before. Mikendoch nitzogn leishtamet b'shumokum leima azad over tumua. A cotton anal is the yard lifni zeh mechuyev b'megillah. But here is chinuch. The yard laachri zeh mechuyev. On the Yorban time, we'll say punkt a year that Yudalid Tezvah fell on a Shabbos is a potter. Se shver zu sagen, as er is mechui v'teres chinuch, chotsh, abishonim akrevis v'terleinim v'tezvah, mitzadem was yoran shpeter v'tzayna as akvias. In other words, what's the chinuch over here? In other words, he's leinim b'yudalid al chinuch. L'chura, the chinuch is doch tezvah, agam. L'chura, you could say the chinuch is not the etzem ayin akriya. But I'll call upon him, the Rebbe is naming on this chiddush that lepel mamish knows it's a poshut that there's a chiyuv. That's poshut, and the poshut of the chiyuv is not b'teres chinuch, says the Rebbe. Also, it's not that's not the gather of the chiyuv. The chiyuv is that a cotton could have a gadol dikach chiyuv. That's the word. A cotton could have a gadol dikach chiyuv. Yeah. Facing the chiyuv, zogna egnet havon zachen gedanken. But like it's a chidush that you could be a cotton, be etzim a cotton, a cotton, a cotton bedas, and you could have a gadol dikachiyuv.